Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
So we have a fabulous, gorgeous, stunning, so talented guest on today's episode. We want to get right into it because she is full of so many amazing tips. So Sarah, take it away.
Priscilla Ono is the global makeup artist for Fenty Beauty and is also responsible for creating some of Rihanna's most memorable looks, from music videos to the red carpet. Growing up in California, Ono grew up with a passion for beauty, particularly inspired by the music videos of the 90s. She'd always dreamed of working with Rihanna, and after meeting her on the set of S&M, it was clear that they had a future together. Fast forward to 2017 when Ono was chosen out of hundreds of artists to join the Fenty Beauty Global Artistry team. In addition, because she needed more to do, she also runs her own makeup school where she leads sold-out masterclasses to hundreds of aspiring makeup artists. We are so thrilled to have her on the podcast today.
Yay! Welcome, Priscilla.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. We are thrilled. We know that our audience is so happy that you're going to be here and share all your wonderful makeup wisdom, but we do have a lot of ground to cover, so we want to dive right in. So let's talk about working at Sephora. What was your favorite part of working at Sephora?
It was all the hands-on that I got. I feel like it really helped the foundation for me to grow as an artist. And just being able to work there at such a young age, when I was 20 years old, being able to work with different face shapes and skin types and skin textures and work with different products and different brands, it was just a really great way for me to, you know, get in there and to learn while I was doing what I love.
Totally. And there is an audition process to become a cast member at Sephora.
Yes.
It's not like you just walk in and apply and then you're done. If you
right.
want to be touching people's faces and want to be applying makeup to them, you have to audition. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, mine was like 10 years ago, so it might be a little different now. But when I was working there, you never got, you know, hired, and it was a sure thing. It was always like a 3-month trial period, and you had to really show yourself, and, you know, whatever you said you were or who you were in your interview, you had to kind of prove that. So yes, you had to love makeup and love products and be knowledgeable on some products, but I think the one thing they looked for most was being able to be a great salesperson and to sell things that people actually really need and for them to, you know, have a big ticket. So it was a shoe-in for me because people would come in for a foundation and I would just recommend them a brush and a primer and the skin prep and the powder. And, you know, it was great add-ons. And it was great because I'm actually doing a service and showing somebody what they actually need, but I'm also helping, you know, the company by meeting their sales. So
totally.
It was great.
I think that's a testament to you though, as a makeup artist as well. Like if you're able to communicate with somebody mm-hmm. and connect with them relationship wise, mm-hmm. and then they end up buying products that you recommend, like yeah. that's not just you're a great salesperson. It's like, you're actually connecting with the people that that's are sitting in front true. Of you. Mm-hmm. So obviously we think that's what makes yeah. you a fabulous makeup artist.
And you had mentioned to us earlier that the location you worked at was the one in downtown Disney.
Yes.
So which excited.
Was, I know we got the perks of Sephora and the perks of Disneyland, which
so was
great.
It like a lot of Disney customers walking in?
It right. was a lot of tourists, which was good.
Okay, tourists, yes.
Because, you know, they come in, they forget their sunscreen, they forget their right. moisturizer, or they just need something really quick. So it was great because we would have a lot of those, and we would have an eclectic bunch of people come in, which was really good for me as, yeah. you know, practicing on different skin types and yeah. tones. It was just awesome. And everyone was always happy and in a good mood. Because yeah. it's Disneyland.
Super diverse.
Super
too, like
diverse.
You said.
So many different backgrounds and languages. It was awesome.
And ages too.
Oh yeah. It was
getting
so
to
good.
Work on like more mature skin and the yeah. younger skin
oh, yeah.
is probably acneic. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's a great crash course and really honing your skill.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So you, even though you were friends with Rihanna for a while, you still had to try out for this gig.
Yeah. So I met her years ago at an S&M music video. Mm-hmm. We became friends and I worked with her on a different scale, not doing her makeup, but her as a director and as a producer for shoots. So when I tried out in 2016, it was really something that was very nerve-wracking because even though I knew her, I had never done her makeup. And it was like the stakes were high because this was for a huge position and something that I really wanted. We actually had to go in, the three finalists out of hundreds of people, and we had to do her makeup one by one. So it was just super nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like it seems like she's just like so lovely and friendly, but like to do her makeup.
But particular. And then, she knows what she wants.
Yeah. She knows exactly what she wants. She's a makeup artist in her own right, and yeah. she can do her makeup beautifully if she wanted to every single day. Yeah. She does do her makeup a lot of the time.
So did you have to like study all of her like, you know, looks up
you
until
know,
that point?
I have been a huge fan of hers for such a long time, and you know, I have like a vision board of people that I want to work with, and she was on the top of my list. So for years I've kind of been studying her look and how she likes her makeup and what looks good on her. So I kind of already had a sense of like what I wanted to do. So when I went in there, you know, I was really nervous, and once she saw the first portion of the makeup and she really liked it and was complimenting it, after that I felt like I could just run with it, and it was just like boom, 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 and everything I've ever wanted to do on her I did, and it looked wonderful. Like it was such a great experience.
So for the audition process, like you said, like hundreds of people, was it just anybody could
anyone.
submit?
Oh yeah.
And then
they had a casting where anyone okay. on the street can just line up and go in, and they do like questions. And I didn't go to that portion. I actually got an email directly from her creative director saying that she was requesting that I go into the
wow.
second round, right, which was really Ooh. Awesome. I had actually emailed her creative director and was like, hey, I know that you guys are looking for a global artist, because I had seen a lot of stuff going around the internet. And I just told them, if they need anything for the brand, let me know. I'm happy to help in any way. And so then they replied right away. Then I was getting emails from Kendo, which is the partnering brand of Fenty Beauty, and also requesting that I go in. So I went into the second portion, which was already where they cut down from thousands to, I think it was like 50 in LA and then 30 in New York.
Wow.
But still people were flying in from like Australia and like all over the world.
Yeah.
On that. And then I went to that audition, which was 2 days, and it was like, you know, makeup that we had to do for like a fashion show, and then they would switch up the look last minute, and then they would have us do a tutorial on camera and speak on camera, and like we would have to make mood boards and like present. Like it was like this whole process, like very like Project Runway meets makeup. Like
totally.
it was really cool. And then from there they cut it down from those 50 and 30 to 3. And then the last three we had to go in on that day. They didn't tell us we were doing her makeup, but we just all knew. Like
It had to be.
So they told us, bring your kit. Come on. What does that mean? You have to do makeup. So,
yeah.
We waited for a few hours, and then she got there. We all went in one by one. We each had about 2 hours to go in and do her makeup. And it was a wonderful experience because I had such a pleasant time with her, and it was such a good experience that when I was driving home, I remember just in tears and just happy that at least I had this great experience with her, mm-hmm. and I was happy even there. Like, that could have been the end, and I would have been happy.
How long was it between that and, like, when you found out?
Months.
Months?
And it was awful. Every morning I would wake up and check my email. You know, no, nothing yet. And, like, it was excruciating because I was so nervous. And I would have days where I'm like, yeah, I got it. You know, she loved the makeup. Of course I'm going to get it. And then there would be days, well, maybe she didn't like it after all. Like, you know, because it was just
that's torture.
2 months, honestly, when you're waiting for something so important, it feels like years.
Totally.
Like, every day is a year, you know? But it was a few months before we found out. And then once I found out, I was like over the moon.
And you did three different looks, right?
Yes.
On her. Mm-hmm. So the first look was like the way she wanted her makeup to be done.
Right. Which is the way that she usually does her makeup, which is always complexion first, which is opposite of what I usually do.
Because you do eyes, right?
I do eyes first. And then we also had to use Fenty Beauty before anyone had even seen Fenty Beauty. So it was our first time touching the products. And, you know, we had to color match her, and there's 40 foundations. So, matching her, you know, that's very nerve wracking. And
because she knows what shade she is.
Oh, yeah. But she didn't say, wouldn't say.
She's like,
she's just sitting
thinking.
There. Yeah. Pleasant and sitting there just like happy, you know, waiting for you to do it. So it was like, so the first portion was like complexion and like just a really clean, pretty look. Second portion was add a wing liner because she's very into wing liner and it has to be perfect. And then also adding a red lip, because obviously a red lip is very hard to achieve because you have to be really perfect when you apply it.
Yeah.
And then the third look was do whatever we want. So we got to just do, it said do you on the paper.
I did
a smoky, like kind of like a smoked out eye.
Yeah.
And then I did like a dark lip liner with like a light on the inside because I had never seen that on her, but I felt like it would look really nice on her.
Yeah.
And then it was really cool because 2 days later she went to this Dior event and she wore like almost the exact look that I did. So I was like, yay, she liked it. Like she even wore it. Like it was so nice to see that.
So satisfying.
Yeah. I don't know if she was like, yeah, I want to do the look she did on me, or, you know, maybe it just popped in her head. Like she knew that it looked good. But for me, it was like, oh my God, it's the look, you know?
That's totally. So cool. So now, you know, we're hitting almost 2020, and we talk about this all the time, the Fenty effect,
yes.
You know, especially with foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like we always like to say, we know like Fenty didn't invent the 40 shades of foundation, but they created a foundation that really catered to women of color, especially. And it was something that people saw themselves in, mm-hmm. in a really different way.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to be a huge part of that?
I mean, honestly, it feels amazing. And also, I think that the great thing about it is that it's not just your mid-range that you get. It's not just the women of color. It's also very, very fair skin, too.
Yep.
We were getting, you know, clients that had vitiligo, that had the fairest of the fairest skin, that couldn't find a foundation that was fair enough for their skin, that were in tears because they finally found one, you know? Like, it was just it being so diverse that we could say anyone and everyone should be allowed to go in and find their shade.
Yeah.
Like it's something that took way too long to happen.
Agreed.
You know, you were even talking about earlier how your guys's brow line, your brow pencils, you make it in this really deep black, like a soft black.
Right.
And can you tell about the story that
you
told me earlier?
We have 14 shades total in our brow MVPs. Mm-hmm. And we have shades that are dark enough that they will show up on deeper skin tones to complement not only the hair color, but the skin tone. And we had a model when we were doing the campaign shoot, and she said that she had never seen her face with eyebrows because they could never find a color that would actually show up on her skin. So she was like amazed. So,
so for me,
that was so touching and moving that even things like that, it's like really like it takes this long, but it's actually so gratifying. And for me, it's such an honor to be a part of a brand that is something that is so close to me. That's been kind of like at the very beginning of my artistry career. I've never generalized my clientele. Like it's always like, I want to do makeup on everyone. Mm-hmm. Like I want to experience everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like meant to be, it's fate. You know, I feel like I'm at home when I'm with Fenty Beauty.
When I used to work at Pop Sugar, when you guys launched all the foundations, we actually did a roundup of real women using every specific shade.
Wow.
Which was bonkers. Like some like editorial assistants spent hours on Instagram going through and seeing if people tagged like what number of the foundation.
Because we were like, why didn't we do that story?
I mean, I'm like, I hope this woman got an amazing bonus at the end of the year because she did the work.
But I didn't know that. That's awesome.
I will find the link and send it to you.
But
it's truly amazing.
The fact that the customers were so proud and tagging their shade number.
Like, nobody does that.
Right, right.
Nobody does that. But a follow-up to that question is, so 10 years ago working at Sephora to now, so much has changed. Mm-hmm. What do you think as a beauty industry we can be doing better?
You know, I think that we really did break down barriers when we launched, and we launched the 40 foundations. And I feel like obviously that's making a wave, and we call it the Fenty effect, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, even how we talked about the brows being, you know, multicolored for different hair tones and different skin tones. Like, I think that all products can be looked at in that same way. Like, making sure that when you launch, you know, a lipstick, it looks good on all skin tones. Making sure when you launch eyeshadow, it looks good on all skin tones. Like, I think just being able to make sure that your clients are going to be satisfied, I think going that far, because I have never worked with a brand that does what we do. We actually do fly in different models from all over the world that have certain skin tones that we don't see that often, and try on eyeshadows before we launch them, and try on the lipsticks and make sure it looks good on them. And, you know, we try to have as many of those test days as possible. And if more brands could do that, I think that people would just feel more accepted. You know, everyone wants to feel like they can go into a Sephora and pick out any product. It doesn't have to just be the complexion product, a lipstick, you know, an eyeshadow, an eyeliner, and it's going to actually show up on their skin tone. It's going to look, you know, complementary to their skin tone. So I think that that is something that I think that we could never, you know, not work on. You know, it has to be continuous.
It's that attention to detail that I really appreciate. Like, that's why I love Flyliner, because I love, it's like, I say it's like ergonomic.
That's exactly what we call it. Yeah, we were trying to figure out that word yesterday.
It's ergonomic.
Yes.
It feels good to hold in your 100%. Hand because of the triangle shape.
Exactly.
And there is no other eyeliner.
Rihanna chose that shape for that purpose. She had so many eyeliners to choose from, like shape-wise, and she said, this is the one that feels the best and the easiest in my hand.
It's the perfect weight.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Even your matchsticks, how you're able to like, how they click together.
And it's just so easy to throw in your bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
You know, the thing is, I think that with Rihanna, it's not like she's trying so hard. I think that she's just saying like common sense, like what makes sense. It's not like a board of people that are overthinking everything. It's just her saying this works and this doesn't, period.
Totally.
And I think that that's why it's so true, and it comes off so authentic, because it is. And I think that that's why people gravitate towards it, because it's just things that are common sense, the things that you need, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, what we want, but also that's why we love her.
And that's why Fenty is
she's no
so
bullshit.
Successful.
Right.
Let's just put it out there.
Exactly.
So we want to know, what do you think is the most underrated Fenty beauty product?
Matchsticks.
Didn't even
have to think about it. Boom. I think that a lot of people, sometimes they overlook them. They think that they are just a concealer stick or a contour stick, but it's actually a do-it-all. Like, I love matchsticks. If you just gave me all the matchsticks, I could do a full face.
Wow.
Eyeshadow. I've done eyebrows before with matchsticks.
What?
It sounds blush,
like a fun
contour.
Challenge.
Oh, it's a great. Oh, we need to do it. It's so good. I've actually done like little Instagram Insta story tutorials doing an all matchsticks look. And they're just the best. They're so good. The formula is great because they're like this cream to powder formula. They're actually, they never dry out, which is great. And they just go well on all skin types. And again, the color range is so diverse that you can use them as concealer, as a lip color, as an eyeshadow. I've actually on Rihanna have used it as a lip color before, Rum. And people, I remember when I did it, they were like, what lip color is that? And I was like, it's matchsticks. And everyone was like, what? Like, they're such a great product to have. And especially for a makeup artist, like if I just have those in my kit, I'm good. Like with any look.
Well, because they are artistic products.
They are.
You know, they're multifunctional.
Right.
And as you said, as a makeup artist, you want to be able to use things in different ways and teach your clients and customers.
But that's actually Rihanna's like point of view when it comes to makeup is have fun, create. Don't be limited to a product that it has to be only for this. She uses products all over for anything. She just says play, you know? So that's, I think, what Fenty Beauty is essences, like play. And that's why those matchsticks are there. They're just to have a good time and to just use them wherever you feel like they look good on.
All right. I'm curious, is there anything that Fenty Beauty or Rihanna is over in terms of makeup? Like things that you guys try to avoid when it comes to creating looks, or
like a trend that you guys are done with?
You know, I've never, to be honest, personally, I've never heard her say, oh, I'm sick of that. And honestly, even me, I don't ever dislike trends. I feel like trends are what make this beauty industry go strong. If there's a trend, you know what? Embrace it, you know, because even if it's not for you and it's not something you would do, on someone else, it might look really great.
So
and
true.
I'm not someone to knock trends. I actually embrace them. I think they're just great for, you know, for the beauty industry, period.
You can bring them back if you are like, oh, I want to try something different. Keep it in your back pocket. Use it again a few months later.
Yeah, love
that approach.
Okay, we want to do kind of a quick fire round.
Yeah.
So we were going to do how to apply blank correctly.
Okay.
So this is actually because Google came out with a list of their most asked beauty questions. Ooh. And a lot of them were how to apply.
And just really basic knowledge that maybe is easy, comes easy to you, but for everyone else, they're like, I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And we do know that, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
And we also know that different face shapes, I don't have anything around with that, but you know, there's a different face shape.
Different face shapes. But we want to know how your way, Rihanna's way, the Fenty way.
Okay.
So how do you apply foundation correctly?
I think that's tough because, again, different strokes for different folks.
Totally. I know, we told you.
It just depends on what you're doing.
What I appreciate about you is that you use two different colors.
I do.
Like, and you have, I mean, obviously you have this range to choose from.
Right.
Whereas like some people just, they have like a summer color, a spring color, and then their winter color.
Yeah.
But like you really are paying attention.
I think because I am a makeup artist, I get paid the big bucks to customize, you know? They better look perfect and they better look right. Yeah. So, you know, I always customize because everyone naturally has more than one color of skin tone on their face. That's just how we're created. So for me, I like to make sure that I'm paying attention to that so that some areas of the face don't look more gray than others. You don't end up looking like you have a line under your chin. You know, that's why I like to use different tones. But obviously, I know that the regular everyday person is not going to go out and do all of that, especially if they only have a limited time to do their makeup. So they usually choose one color. And I would say the easiest way to apply makeup is with a sponge. I think our precision sponge, while damp, is just the fastest way because you're going to get a faster blend and you're going to be more even with it. You know, sometimes by using a brush, yes, you do get a really great finish, but I think that sometimes with the brush, it takes a little longer to blend. So if you're using a sponge, it can be quicker and you can also get that more seamless effect. So I would say take your foundation, apply some on the back of your hand, pick up with your sponge. Honestly, I would even say take it with your fingers first and then apply it on your face and then with your sponge, blend it in. I think sometimes if you pick up with your sponge, the sponge might soak up product. You might end up wasting some of it. So by applying it with your fingers and then using the sponge, I think it's great. Don't be afraid to use your fingers. I think some people are like, is this bad? But it's not. Your fingers are always your best
tool.
We're
team fingers over here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We do love applying with our hands.
Yeah.
I also have to say the sponge is just chef's kiss.
Right.
It's so good.
It's so
good. Like the hard edges. Aww. I get like, so I actually wanted to ask you this later, so I'll save it, but I put a little dab powder right here for my sunglass lines
and right here.
And like, it is just the perfect just
shape for it. Yes.
Bam. Just saying, people, it's really good. How do you apply blush correctly?
I would always say smile and then do apples of the cheek. And then with the residue that's left over on your brush, brush upwards towards your hairline area, like where your sideburns are at.
Yeah.
Just brush it up. So don't keep adding more up there because then you get like this stripe.
Yeah.
But if you just want a nice blend, just whatever's left over on your brush, just pop it all the way up to your hairline.
Gorge.
What about highlight?
Highlight, you need to use the Fenty Beauty Shark Tooth Brush because that is the no-brainer. You're always going to get the most perfect application. It is a brush that has a curve in it. It's our highlight brush, and it's shaped like a shark tooth so that it perfectly fits on your cheekbone. So if you basically, if you look forward on the outer part of your pupil, if you lay down your brush following that shape on the top of your cheekbone and you just swipe up to your hairline, you're going to get the perfect application. So just the very tops of your cheekbone is where your highlight should go.
Okay.
Okay. And then what about contour?
Contour, I would say for application, see, I like to take a little bit of our matchsticks and apply it on the back of my hand, scoop it up with our full bodied foundation brush. And then basically you can either smile or you can kind of do like the, like Zoolander face.
Yeah.
So basically like where your cheekbones are.
Yes.
Yeah. We all did the Zoolander face.
Yeah. Pinched face.
Pinched. So basically where your cheekbones indent, you want to take your darker color and you kind of just want to add a little bit there. I would stay away from striping your face and then taking your brush and blending, because sometimes it's a little too much and you can get nervous and kind of mess it up and smudge it around and it just becomes a lot. To avoid that, I would always apply it on the back of your hand, scoop it up, and then apply it on your face.
Can I ask you about the forehead, like contouring the forehead? Like how do you properly, this is my biggest struggle.
Okay.
Because I like to make my forehead look a little bit smaller.
I asked her about a nose contouring earlier.
So. Great.
Oh yeah.
Please tell us all
So
your tricks.
I also don't like to stripe the forehead because I feel like it just makes it look overdone. I like to, again, scoop up from the back of my hand with a brush. And I basically just follow the hairline of the forehead. And the lower you go with your contour, the smaller the center of your forehead is going to appear. It's like an illusion. What I would do is after you kind of blend with your brush, take your sponge and then kind of go over and marry your foundation into your contour so that you have that really nice grading effect. Because if you don't, you're just going to have a stripe along your forehead and it's not going to look so good.
That is a great tip. What did you say about the nose contour?
I told her that I actually don't like harsh lines on the side of the nose.
Yeah.
It kind of like irks me when I see those lines.
Yes.
But it's hard to contour your nose without making those lines.
Right.
So you were just buffing it out.
So I took whatever the residue was left on the contour brush and I just put it on the sides of the bridge of the nose just to kind of give dimension.
Yeah.
Because obviously we want our nose to have some dimension there. You don't want it to look, you know, flat in photos especially. So yeah, just taking the leftover residue and kind of just doing like on the sides of the nose, I think it gives you like the perfect amount.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect.
Thank you.
Los Angeles is brought to you by Afterpay. Partnered with more than 9,000 U.S. brands and retailers, Afterpay allows for you to shop now, enjoy now, and pay later. This is how shopping should feel.
Exciting news.
You guys launched an eyeshadow palette. Multiple
eyeshadow palettes.
We are thrilled.
Finally.
They're the cutest little babies.
So they're six pan, right?
Yes, six pans. They're so easy and convenient because they're just the perfect size to throw in your bag. And six eyeshadows in each one, which is incredible because it's like, wow, I get this many. And the coolest part is that you can snap two together. So you can actually have 12 shades with you and it's still so compact and easy to carry with you that it makes it so easy. And the shades are just so user-friendly. I feel like we have the perfect neutral shades. We have some fun shades. We have some really cool edgy shades. There's just so many great shades to choose from. And they were really fun. This was actually a product that I got to help Rihanna put together.
Wow.
Fun. So it's like a part of our role as a global artist is that we do get to help with future launches and products. This was like the area that she really wanted me to be involved because she knows how much I love eyeshadow. And it's like my true obsession as an artist. I think it's like the number one thing I love the most. Mm-hmm. So she had me help her like put the colors together and choose colors. And it was an awesome experience. So these are always going to be so special to me because I got to be a part of it in a big way.
I love so many of the colorways that you guys selected.
I was telling her earlier that we have like bone to pick with giant eyeshadow palettes.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
How these are just perfect. You will be able to finish them.
Yes.
And you can use all of the shades. There's like, you know, like the color stories, like you said, are so beautiful.
Well, I was also going to ask if you had a favorite.
Oh,
like, I know
too.
It's like picking a child, but
or
do you have a favorite?
One that you think everyone should have.
Oh my God, they're so, it's so hard to choose. Okay, at this very moment, I really love the cool neutrals and the smoky palette because I'm really into cool shades right now. And grays, and Rihanna's actually the one that got me into it because she really loves grays, and I think people don't know that about her.
Mm.
She loves especially a gray shadow around her eyes because she loves the way it makes her eyes look. And for me, looking at her, it makes her eyes look very green and twinkly.
Mm.
Because of me working with those grays so much on her, it became a love affair for myself too. So I love those two together and I feel like everyone should give them a chance because I don't think people use them as much.
Yeah,
totally.
So she used Cadet on me today.
Ooh,
yes.
Which Rihanna named because Rihanna was like in an ROTC program when she was like
young. Oh, cool. I remember this.
Yes.
So like they are like kind of like some like army colors.
And they were called the Cadets.
Yeah.
So she was a cadet. So she named the palette Cadet because it's like army tones.
Oh my God, that's the cutest.
Literally when we were there choosing the shades, as soon as she saw the shades together, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to call this one Cadet because it's like army, like, you know, military shades. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cute.
The names are like one of my favorite things about Fenty Beauty. That's the part
that she lives. Her and General Salas, who is like, you know, her right by her side and who is a huge part of Fenty Beauty and creating the brand. And Jen and her just get together and they just come up with the coolest names. Like they just bounce off of each other. It's actually so much fun to watch.
Okay, so you have a beauty school where you train other makeup artists.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, as anybody listening that's an aspiring MUA, like what do you think is the hardest thing to learn as a makeup artist?
I think color matching is always really hard, but it's actually the most easiest thing if you think about it in a different way. I think that color matching really is, well, I think that honestly, it's kind of like common sense. Mm-hmm. Like it's pretty much process of elimination. So what you do is like whoever you're working on, you basically go to your colors and you obviously eliminate all the colors that are too light and the colors that are too dark. Whatever you have left in the middle is what you're going to kind of test on their skin and see what looks the best. So if you just take it and you do a test swatch on the face and you just explain to your client that you want the foundation to be the most perfect color for them, they are going to be so appreciative because you're kind of including them in the process and making sure that the foundation is their perfect shade. So I think it's all about communication and the way you say things. Obviously, if you're super nervous when you're doing makeup and you know, you get shaking. You're like, I don't know what your color is, so I'm just going to test some shades on you. Like, if you say it in that way, of course, it's going to be awkward and weird, but it's actually not an unprofessional thing to test shades on someone's skin to make sure it's the right tone. I do it all the time. So process of elimination will make it so easy for you to, you know, to choose the right tone.
And I also think that some people prefer to be more warm than maybe what they are.
Right.
So that is a great way to maybe ask like, okay, do you identify more with this shade or this shade?
Exactly.
Right? And then you could match them perfectly to a T, but then they look at their face and they're like, I don't like to look neutral.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is a huge part of color matching is making sure that they feel like themselves and they feel comfortable because some people do like a warmer shade. Some people like a cooler shade. It's just, it's kind of like personal preference.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our last question for you.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be like the big makeup trend of 2020? What can we look forward to? Or what do you hope is going to be big in 2020?
You know, I'm really loving makeup that looks effortless, really beautiful skin that looks really fresh, that doesn't look so caked on. I also really love this feather eyebrow trend that we're getting into. I love brows that look really feathery and pretty and full. I think that in the beginning of this whole social media makeup craze with, you know, with beauty, it was like more, 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 you know, and we were like really going in. And I think that now we're kind of taking a different approach. I know that like skin is like really killing it right now and people are so into skincare. And I think that, you know, merging, like maybe you do a dramatic eye, but maybe your skin is more fresh today or, you know, or vice versa. Maybe you do like a full beat, you know, on your skin, but your eyes are more neutral with just a wing liner. Like I love that approach to makeup. I think that letting maybe just one of those areas on your face kind of shine, I think is really nice. So not like overdoing things, but like kind of, you know, having those certain areas that you want to pop that day do all of the talking.
The natural glam.
The natural glam.
We love that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And Priscilla has been such a doll because we've been having technical difficulties and she has just been quietly and patiently waiting for us to get our shit together. Yeah. So thank you so much. Of course, it's my pleasure.
We learned so much.
Anytime you guys want me on here, I'll be here.
Okay, great. We'll do another one.
Yeah, okay. Hallelujah.
Where can we find you on social?
You can find me at Priscilla Ono on everything, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. But I'm going to be real, the one that I'm on the most is Instagram. Okay. So you can find me there.
And also Fenty Beauty. Obviously. Duh. But guys, we weren't going to not have a giveaway to end the holiday season. So Priscilla and Fenty Beauty, they are giving away Priscilla's top 10 favorite Fenty Beauty products. The things that she loves, the things that she thinks that you need to have. Mm-hmm. Do you have a few that you want to spout off?
Yes, right away. Gloss Bomb, Matchsticks, hydrating foundation, the full body foundation brush.
Yeah. Oh, oh my God.
The best. With that thing. The best brush, right? Body Lava.
The Body Lava. Of
which Body Lava?
I like them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have
a... Maybe we'll let them choose. Okay. They'll let whoever wins choose.
The body... I actually mentioned Body Lava on Tuesday's episode of Los Angeles because I just... On your décolleté.
It's stunning. It's so good on the tops of your shoulders.
Sexy.
Center of your leg, like down the center of your leg.
I haven't done that yet.
Everyone's going to want to go out naked when they put on Body Lava. I'm just throwing that out
there.
It
also just feels good when you're putting it on. Like,
actually, one of them is called Who Needs Clothes.
Yes. That's pink the one that I love. That's my favorite one. Okay, guys. So to enter the Fenty Beauty giveaway, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram, gloss_Angeles. We will have all the directions/instructions there to enter this amazing holiday care package from Fenty. As usual, you can find us also on Twitter, Los Angeles Pod, and our fabulous Facebook group. We love you guys. Thanks for keeping things running. You guys are awesome in that group.
Really?
Just search Los Angeles on Facebook, and we will see you. We won't see you next week.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see you at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.